We talked about the rhythm of your heart. It has to beat at a certain pace in order to keep your body functioning properly. Your heart is probably the major organ you have in your body. It's pumping that blood. There's a rhythm. If that rhythm get off, you start breathing hard. You get weak. Come on, talk to me. Yeah, so everybody check that heart. You want to keep that heart nourished and keep it functioning properly because it's just about running the whole system. All right? But there's a rhythm. There's a rhythm in the supernatural. See, there's the natural and there's the supernatural. The church, supported by the Spirit, function in a realm called the supernatural. That's a realm where nothing is impossible. That's a realm that no matter what opposition you have or whatever situation arises, the supernatural realm is a spiritual realm. It is a realm, it's an invisible realm. But yet it's a realm, you listening? That can bring, turn to Ephesians 1 and Acts chapter 9. It's a realm that is invisible, but it handles everything that is impossible. It is a realm that is invisible, but it has creative abilities. Did you hear that?
Yes.
See, it's a realm that function in the abilities of God. So if it doesn't exist, the supernatural can create it. It is a realm that has never, 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 never failed. It can't fail because it is the realm of God. Now, I'm just going to mention, I got two scriptures to read, but I'm going to mention another scripture that you need to read and you need to pause, meditate. In 2 Peter, that's first chapter. You don't need to turn there. 2 Peter, first chapter. It tells you about black precious faith, divine promises. Huh? Divine power. See, all that's a supernatural language. Then it says that you are partaker of his divine nature. See, that's Peter revealing how we have the ability to function in God's supernaturalness. See, it's God's supernaturalness that he has passed on to his children that they can be in a natural world operating supernatural. Come on, I can't hear you. Everything come out of my mouth these few moments have been precious. So therefore, every believer under the sound of my voice, you are carrying a supernatural nature. That's why you can escape anything the world, Satan, or anybody else trying to put on you because you're from another realm. The supernatural is so important. You know, it sounds like a outer space word or something. It is. But listen to me. Let me speak in the first person and let you catch it. But I can operate in it. If I go through the grades and pass my tests, every test take me to another level. Okay? So the challenges and the circumstances that you're going through this morning, look at me. The challenges, the circumstances that you're going through this morning are only lessons in the supernatural. Once you pass some supernatural tests. You're going to develop greater and greater in the dimension of the spirit. See, the dimension of the spirit means nothing by just reading about it, singing about it, talking about it. It's when that dimension is released by faith in your life to stop at an occurrence that natural powers couldn't stop. Then you know he's awesome. So every test, every trial, James, now I'll speak from James now. James 1. James said, count it all joy when you fall in various trials, tests, and temptation. But he says this, knowing. See, you get some things you have to know. So as we venture, as we journey, as we turn this from an event to a lifestyle, we'll begin now to operate in faith at its fullness, operate in the anointing at its fullness, operate in the glory as its, at its fullness, operate in grace at its fullness, operate in God's mercy at its fullness. Oh, man, we'll go on and on and on and on. But the church have to grasp the fact that you are ambassadors of Christ. You are in this world, but you're not of this world, and this world on you. And this world can't dictate how you're going to live. Listen, you listening? God have called you to call the shots. Tell your neighbor that. Tell them God have called you. Whatever you say, go. That's powerful, isn't it? That's what you're here for. He planted you here for this, for you to run this system for him. Not for them, for him. You are powerful. What I said? Every child of God, whether you're using it or not, whether you know it or not, you are the most powerful person that walks on this earth. And you're not going to understand it unless you understand it in the spirit. You understand that it's supernatural. You understand that it's the nature of God, the indwelling spirit on the inside of you that gives you access and confidence to operate like you're out of your mind. From this day forward, no disturbing factor gonna bother you till you get in fear and worry. You're gonna stand, and after you've done all the stand, you're gonna stand because you're not standing by yourself. And lo, I'm with you. Always. We got to step up to the supernatural. We got to step up. We got to step up. We got to let the Holy Spirit within our recreated spirit do his thing. I can't say it no better. We got to stop sitting back and let everybody just walk and say what they want to say about the church. We got to rise up and miracles and signs and wonders. We got to start being performed. Demonstrated. Now, crucial, the two verses we're going to read is crucial. Because we're talking about how to live in the rhythm of the supernatural continuously. See, the book of Acts, they had a rhythm. It started in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, the beat got louder, 4. And then you know, it just a rhythm. They had a rhythm. Things started happening, man. Blind people start seeing and lame people start walking. They had a rhythm, man. So the rhythm was so great, 3,000 joined the church. And then in a few days, the rhythm got greater, 5,000 joined. I mean, people just, because people saw the hand of God. Ephesians 1, verse 3. This verse, these two verses I'm going to read, is so loaded with spiritual matter and spiritual insight that only the Holy Spirit can give you the depth of it. The Apostle Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom have blessed us with all," now underline spiritual blessing, underline that, spiritual blessing, because spiritual blessing depicts supernatural, supernatural. Could have said supernatural blessing. Listen, church, you heard, you listening? Say it, supernatural blessing. Say it again. Say it again. So if I'm going to partake of this verse, I have to know that I have to live beyond the standard of a man, a natural man. I have to live beyond the standard of my senses, of my natural understanding, and some days I have to walk on the water. You understand? You understand my statement? Some days you're gonna not swim and not sink, because you come to a point of your confidence in the spirit world more than the natural world. Spiritual blessing. Say it. You will not arrive there unless you let the Holy Spirit. What's in Romans 8:4? Turn there. I'll come back to this. I'll just go at the Spirit give me. Romans 8:14. You will not be able to understand nor maintain nor obtain this with just theology, just a religious spirit, just a shout and a jump. No. He's talking about spiritual blessing. Therefore, you're going to have spiritual guardians. There in Romans 8:14 is the life chapter. Paul talking about the life, the gospel of salvation by grace through faith. And here he says here, as men is led by the Spirit of God, they're going to have the rights, the privilege, and the blessings, and the manifestation, and the demonstration as the child of God. That's what he's saying. See, it's a spirit. Your Christianity is a spirit life, but it's not a popcorn life. It's not a life that has no validity. It's real valuable. What you learn about the spirit is real, is the most valuable thing you can learn. Can you hear you? And see, we have to come to know that, because every time we're destroyed in any facet of our lives is because of ignorance. Because of the lack of the Holy Spirit paying attention to what he said. And so we can develop ourselves to press in the spirit and live in the supernatural. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us, who has blessed us with all spirit. Why don't have them then? See, spiritual blessing always speak about creation. It always speak about manifestation. It always speak about the invisible coming into the visible. See, it's not just a brew, not just a fog, or just a fog in your imagination. When the Lord speaks about spiritual blessing, he's saying, hook up. I'm about to show you something that your other family members have not seen. For lack of word, he says, move off the plantation to plenty. See, Christians been living a plantation lifestyle according to where they could be living. The master have been Satan. Because we have not, talk supernatural now. And Ephesians 6:17, Ephesians talks about the sword of the spirit. You can't use the sword of the spirit in the natural. That's why it's the sword of the spirit. So you have to become, watch me, you have to become familiar with the invisible. Yes. Listen, here come a revelation. Listen. Faith always deals with the invisible. That's what the Lord was trying to tell us. Let me give you something that deals with the invisible. That you can have courage and confidence when you even don't see it. Why? You know it's there. You know it's yours. And you know if you call for it right, it'll show up at the right time. See, faith deals with the supernatural. Now faith is the substance, Hebrews 11 and 1 now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Bam! Supernatural. So we walk in the supernatural, not by sight. See, we walk, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Or the two words can be interchangeable, Janet. You could walk in the spirit or walk in the supernatural. You're saying the same thing because you're walking in the realm and the dimension of Almighty God. Jesus did all he did those 3 years, because that he was concluding 30 years, did all he did by just walking in the supernatural, walking in the spirit. So I challenge the thing that you can't have. I challenge on behalf of God the things you can't do. I challenge in the name of God that the natural world has told you the places you can't go. I challenge that because that's not right. That's not from God. And once the Holy Spirit can get you to see, read Ephesians 1:3, tell me. Who has? Past tense, right? Blessed us. Notice what he said. With all. Nothing left out. Once you learn to be led by the Spirit, once you learn to live, Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus supersede the law of sin and death. That's two worlds. That's two worlds. That's two spiritual worlds. The law of sin and death is the spiritual world of darkness that hover right over us. That's the first heaven. But we can get that third heaven open. See, that's why them spiritual blessings start flowing. Uh-huh. Now, I want you to hear this because I'm going to press you real strong today. You get in that rhythm. You get in that rhythm. You ever saw a good basketball player? You ever saw Mike in his hour? Michael Jordan? If you ever get in that rhythm, the game over. He getting that. Oh. Whoa. Rhythm, river. If you ever get in that river of John 7:37-39. Yep. You see, out of your bed, it's your flow river. If you ever get in that river, that's the rhythm. The river is the rhythm. See, the Holy Spirit helped me. Yeah. Y'all heard how he did that? I tried to say rhythm, he said river. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. That turn to John 7:37. That river of living water is a river of the supernatural. It's on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you. There's a river of life of the supernatural on the inside of me. Woo! Now, let me use some bad English. I ain't got no religion in me. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Make the lame walk and the blind to see. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's supernatural. Tell somebody that's supernatural. Now, say this. All of this is available to me. So let me say something to you now. Why weep? Why cry? Why worry? Why think you're not going to make it? Impossible. You want to see something impossible? It's impossible for a child of God not to make it. We must not depend on this economy. We live on another economy. We live in another system. What did I tell you, Tony? All right, read the 37th verse on down to the 39th verse. Read. Oh! Hallelujah. This is the last day, is right here. Glory to God. Go ahead, read. Oh, that's the problem. I want you to write this in your note. Today, may the Holy Spirit make me thirsty for the supernatural. See. Make me hungry for the supernatural. I'm tired living normal. I'm tired living like I don't have no Jesus. I'm tired living like I don't have a connection with the Holy Spirit. I'm tired living like everything here determines how I'm going to come out. No! I have connection. I have direction. I have protection. I have correction from someone who loves me and can do something about my situation. Give God praise for that. Let me prophesy. God is about to do something about your situation. Whatever is hindering you, whatever is holding you back, whatever you have heard that's going to bring defeat to your life, it's a lie. Today, by the Spirit of the living God, everything that you've been dealing with and trying to get straight, they will yield to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. You receive that? Say, I agree. Say, I receive that. And I'm not going to let nothing else talk to me but that word you spoke over me. If you don't watch yourself, you look in the natural too long and get defeated. We have to, children. Faith knows how to look in the spirit realm. Faith knows how to see an answer before it arrives. Faith knows how to hold you in place till a storm pass over. Faith always looks at God's word. Faith never looks at the situation. Faith takes the word and whip the situation. You came here discouraged this morning? You came here hurting this morning? I'm talking about hurting in your heart. You came here with a broken heart? You come here, seem like nothing not working for you? It's over. You've been looking the wrong way. The Lord sent me to tell you, look his way. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have it entered into the heart of man. Wait a minute. What's the next thing say? What is it? Ooh, the things God had prepared for who? Them that love him. But the spirit. Next verse. See, that's another realm now. That's another realm. See, another realm. Another dimension. I live there. But the spirit. But God had revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Bam, right there. Look at Romans 8:28. Jesus. Romans 8:28. Come on, look with me. Romans 8:28. Jesus. Once you get the flowing in the supernatural and get the rhythm of the supernatural and recognize that you have a supernatural nature in you when you were born again, you'll get to the point and know that all things work together, because you're doing the things you need to do in the spirit, you see. Praying in the spirit. For good to them that love God. See, that loving God, I want to take that. Love, how much you love him. You say you love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might. That's how you have to love God. You can't do that on your own. The Holy Spirit love God through you. Look at Romans 5:5. Look at Romans 5:5. Hope make it not ashamed. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We even can love on another level. The world can't love like us. We have supernatural love on the inside of us. Supernatural compassion on the inside of us. That's why somebody can do us something wrong, we still can forgive them. That love step up to the plate. Naturally, you're not going to do it. Naturally, you want to fight back. But that love starts rising up on the inside of you and say, let it go, let it go, let it go. See, if you look at the scriptures and look at your life, everything about you is supernatural. You got 2 set of eyes. You got 2 hearts. You got 2 set of ears. It is religion void of revelation put us normal in society. So society see us normal and say, oh, they just going to church. That's all right how society see us. How do you see yourself? You must, to live in the supernatural, to live in the supernatural, you must see yourself from God's point of view. Yeah. Come on, write that down. Write that down. To live in the supernatural, and what God's point of view is his word, is in his book. To live in the supernatural, you got to see yourself not from this world point of view, not from the devil point of view, not from your neighbor point of view. You got to see yourself from God's point. What God said. God said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? God said, look, I'm about to lead you into green pasture. God said, you got some trouble? Look, I'm about to lead you beside some still water. You don't like how your life been going? God said, I'm about to lead you in the path of righteousness. And I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for my name's sake, because you're wearing my name. Now, I don't know what he's saying here, but I got a good general idea what he's saying. The story is over. That story you've been carrying about, I can't do this because, you know, that happened to me. My daddy treated me wrong. My mama treated me wrong. Listen, it's time for you to get out of that. So what? So what? They never, when I was a boy, they never opened my Bible in my house. How I came out like this. I'm Bible intoxicated. How I come out like this? My daddy never read the Bible to me. My mama never read the Bible to me. They're good people, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying to you, stop saying that sob story, living in the past, and now you're a child of God. You got the supernatural on the inside of you. Stop looking at your cousin. Your cousin didn't save you. Look at your Savior. Look at Christ, what Jesus said, what the Word of God said, what the covenant said, what the kingdom said, what the Holy Spirit said. Rhythm. Do this with me. Y'all saw somebody trying to dance and they couldn't dance? The beat way over here, they over here. It's a rhythm. It's a rhythm. Even riding a horse, you got to go with the horse. If you don't, you're going to be sorry, because you're going to be bouncing the horse in a good stride. You set up and jump up. No, you got. It's a flow. It's rivers of living water. Go ahead and read it. I need to read that. 7:37, because it seemed like the Holy Ghost. You got to get in the rhythm of the rivers. The river of life is that no matter what no one say, You are born to live in the supernatural. Will I have any adversity? Yes. I'm not going to let you finish reading it. You finish reading it. 37 through 39, you finish reading it. Because, my scripture popped up just now, and it popped up on me yesterday when I was praying. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro. Well, that's 1 Chronicles 16 9, 2 Chronicles 16 9. 2 Chronicles 16 9, turn that. See, this supernatural stuff. The eyes of the Lord, the supernatural eyes of God is available to you. The Bible is not only God's mouth, the Bible is God's eye. Y'all write that down, man. This, I love this, man. Woo! Ooh, the devil hurting this morning. The Bible is not only God's mouth. The Bible is God's eye. The Bible is God's life. The Bible is God's strength. Once you get the Bible in you, God come out. So you got God's eyes in your lap. You got God's mouth in your lap. You have God's heart in your lap. You got God's strength in your lap. You got God's wisdom in that book. You got God's wisdom in your lap. How can you fail? You know why? Listen to me. You cannot. Ooh, Lord. Come on. Come on now. You cannot operate in the supernatural. Let me say it again because I want you hanging out on the edge. You cannot operate in the supernatural by feeling. The chapters of the supernatural in your life are faith chapters. Now, you ought to write some of this stuff down because I see breakthrough. I see supernatural breakthroughs in your life. I see chains falling, gates opening, windows open, and doors opening right now. I see Goliath falling, Jericho walls falling. Now, God wasn't through being supernatural when David whooped Goliath. He's still the same God, and he'll whoop all your Goliath. Y'all got that? Whoa! To operate, let me get the next verse. You got, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who is blessed with all spirit of bread in heaven and praise in Christ Jesus, if you want. I'm going to go to the next verse because there's a place that you get in the supernatural that is for the church. It's for the ministry. And it's for your life as a believer. There's a place. There's a place that sound the bell of success. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31, I want to go back there. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. That's a place that the supernatural will produce, and it'll keep on being supernatural. Acts 9:31. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Every time the enemy attack you, in any way, I know some of y'all being attacked now and watching me by internet, got thousands of people watching. Every time the enemy attack you, it's supposed to make you stronger. Why? Why it make you stronger? It make you lean more. It make you lean not and lean on. I dare you, whatever you're dealing with, I dare you, God set you here for a reason, I dare you, whatever's opposing your life, lean not and lean on. Amen. Proverbs 3, 5 through about 8. And watch what happens. See, if you handle it in the supernatural, what Satan sent to derail your train, God will make it go faster. Because every time, I want you to hear this, every time Satan messes with you, he's messing with God. Y'all don't respond. I'm going to pick up full collection here today. Man, you got to take this stuff. This instant deliverance, instant freedom. This is the Holy Ghost, man, talking to you. There's a rest. There's a place in the supernatural that you're always being built up. There's an honor and a respect and a reverential fear that you walk in daily. He's always there. There's a sanctification. There's a holiness. You recognize, you set apart. You recognize, I belong to God. I can't be messing with this foolishness. No. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's a comforter. There's a partner. Oh, my goodness. There's a partner that we have that go with us everywhere we go. And he's a strengthener. He's a standby. He's a helper. When I don't know what to do, he's a counselor. He's always with me. I'm in agreement with the Holy Ghost. I said, I'm in agreement with the Holy Ghost. The supernatural life is a person who is in partnership and agreement with the Holy Ghost. So, prophetically this morning, I declare a fresh anointing on your home. On your home, I said. Well, if you're living by yourself, I'm talking to you. A fresh anointing be upon you. That anything come to disturb you, the Holy Spirit is going to tap you and say, look, you don't have to put up with this. We can handle this. You watching by internet, I pronounce a fresh anointing on your home. And while I'm at it, let's pronounce a fresh anointing on your business. While we're at it, let's pronounce a fresh anointing on your health. Fresh anointing on your prosperity. A fresh anointing on your wealth. A fresh anointing on your relationship. Be happy. Be joyful. Thank God for what you got. That's supernatural. Gratitude. Thanksgiving, that's supernatural. When you thank God for what you have, he piles it on. You heard that secret? Be thankful. All right, sit down. Let's read this verse. Read Acts 9, 31, because I want to get you involved. I'm doing like the singers do now, doing like the praisers. I'm going to make you do something. Acts 9, 31, read that. Four or five things he said. You see that? Now, the Spirit of God keep telling me there's a pivotal voice that can be united with this voice in the Spirit, and it'll get you to see something. I haven't used it yet, but four or five times when I'm studying, he told me, says, there's a verse that lock with this verse that'll make it more clear to the body of Christ. But I don't want you now, I'm going to tell you the verse, you're going to know the verse, but I don't want you to take that verse by itself. I want you to see the relationship that verse has with this verse. Because I believe the relationship here this verse is going to have is spiritual and supernatural. You got it? The verse I'm about to show you is a verse that is in relationship with this verse that has caused this verse to become manifested in the church. See, the church had rest. Now, I know that's right after Saul was converted, too, because Saul called the church not to have rest. But many more things had happened. Acts 1:8. Watch the cities. Some of the same cities going to be named. Acts 1:8. Supernatural. But ye shall receive after is what? Now notice what he says now. Don't. And then earlier he told him, don't leave here. You don't have what it takes. What it takes to be a Christian is supernatural. A real Christian. I ain't talking about no defeated Christian always crying. I'm talking about a Christian saying, look, I bind this. I take authority over this in the name of Jesus. And it does not change when you bind it, but you change. No, you hear me? See, the situation looked the same, but you change. See, wow, my, wow. Listen. The situation can't change unless you change first. Because if you have something you have dealt with in the spirit, the first thing the word of God is going to do and the spirit is going to do is change you. So, if your problem hasn't changed, that means those scriptures you're trying to quote to that problem has not changed you. See, what make the enemy stop? What make the enemy lose? You change. But you're changing to God. Boy, y'all got quiet. You change into God. Let me say it this way. You change into God's representative. You change into a priest. You change into a king. See, the word change you into a king. The word change you into a priest. The word change you into an ambassador. The word make it known that you can't put this on me. I'm not of this world. And the wife, watch this. And I believe I'm going to take my body with me. I believe I'm going to take my mind with me. I believe I'm coming out of here. I'm going to cover my body. I'm going to cover my mind. I'm going to cover my situation in life. Why? Because I'm supernatural on the inside. Contrary facts in the natural don't mean nothing to the supernatural. You know, this is a fact. Y'all fact folks. This is a fact. This is it. Then you get up to the full thing. I can't do nothing about it. That's too much fact for me. Your fact must finally run into faith that changes the fact into a divine reality by a miracle, by a sign, by a wonder, by something that only God can do. You have some things in your life that only God can do, and guess what? He is waiting on you to agree with him that you and him can holler anything. That you and God, that's your dream team. Why you call your wife up here? I just wanted to be close to me. I'm still in love, man. I said, I'm still in love, man. What? That's why I called up here. Just, I'm sitting there. I said, I'm going to call my wife. I want to sit up here with me today. She said, just this Sunday. Did I let you read that whole verse? I didn't know. Read the whole verse, 9:31. I'm going to start popping you with some things right now. Acts 9:31. He said, you already popped me, Reverend. What you talking about pop? Go ahead, read Acts 9:31. No, I want to stop at rest. Didn't the church have rest? Underline rest. And you know, that's Matthew 11, 27 through 30. Read it sometime. All right, and right, rest now throughout. Go ahead. Go back to Acts 1 and 8. I want you to read it. Go back to Acts 1 and 8. It's your jingle bell right here. Jingle bell, jingle bell, rock. The supernatural. Acts 1 and 8, read it. Go back to John chapter 7, read 37 through 39. John chapter 7. Hurry up, y'all. John chapter 7, verse 37, read. Two major factors, as soon as I look up at this now. The Holy Ghost given and Jesus glorified. Yes. You know, that's the other side of the finished work. Yes. He's glorified. The Holy Ghost given and Jesus glorified. That is a supernatural rap right there. The Holy Ghost given. You know, you're a Christian, but the Holy Ghost given. You couldn't be a Christian unless the Holy Ghost was given. The Holy Ghost given and Jesus, not crucified, glorified. In other words, it's finished. It's done. Everything you need done in your life is already carried out. Right? So let me give you a few notes to get you there now. Remember we said, in order to function in the supernatural, and the word progressive here is very important, you have to have progressive revelation. You have to be where your spirit is being fed. You have to be where you're not staying on the same level, reading the same scripture, saying the same old thing. You have to have an adventurous life in the spirit, be willing to move out. Everybody say progressive revelation. I didn't say revelation. I didn't say stagnant revelation. We said progressive revelation, all right? And 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, you can use that for scripture if you want to meditate on it. And then, now, this is one, and this is what I had to do last week as an apostle when I corrected a young man of using things improper. See, my problem is not, and I want the whole world to know, my problem is not with the young man. My problem with using a revelation wrong. See, money coming never was to get money from people or talk money out of people's pocket. It was to give, and I'll show you in an offering time what money coming really is and how it works. All right, because it's important. Turn to is it 1 Chronicles 20:20 or 2 Chronicles 20:20? Talk to me. We talk about the prophet. Turn to 2 Chronicles 20:20. Because I want you to read this too, because the next, I'm going to tell you about a prophetic word and how prophetic word can remove barrenness. Read that, 2 Chronicles 20:20. There's a combination of the prophet and God. But it's also, when you talk about a prophetic word, you're talking about government. What governs the supernatural world? What governs the spirit realm for God? So you got to trust your man or woman of God. If you don't trust your man or woman of God, find your church. Well, you can trust them because your word, turn to Psalm 103, verse 7. Your word's in their mouth. He showed his ways to Moses. Everybody went across, everybody saw the act. But nobody else knew what to do. Montreal called me, they got the book, talking about Exodus. Montreal called me and told me, said they got Moses swimming out the Red Sea in the movie. Now, you know I ain't going to see that movie. Moses didn't have to swim out no Red Sea. Moses swimming. That mean all other folk got drowned. So I'm going to emphasize more on a prophetic word. The best way I could tell you about a prophetic word now is money coming. See, and you can take it as a teaching only, but it's a whole lot more than that. A lot of people who took it more than a teaching have had manifestation. I'm talking about grand manifestation. All right, and I'm coming back with it in a deeper dimension. All right, but God's government has to rule the supernatural realm. All right. Then we talk about, I'm going to give you this brief right now because I'm going to take up more next Sunday. Then we talk about, the third thing is refusing to be passive. How many of y'all know what passive means? That's okay. My husband been out all night. He come out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get out of bed, hello. That's okay. It got, you know, on a movie sometimes you see, but I know in real life, it got these men who have mistress. They're married, and the wife said, it's okay. A house about to be burned down. I ain't sharing nothing. I'll share a cup of tea, but I ain't sharing my wife. Pass it. See, you cannot be passive and productive at the same time. So, in order not to be passive, are you listening? You have to participate. Got it? All right, now. We did this a few minutes ago. In the book of Acts, we talk about that. To be a candidate or to be an individual who operates in the supernatural, you have to turn to Philippians 3. Philippians 3, I think it's a good illustrative verse. Apostle Paul, give us an insight here. And I'll give that to you in a minute. To get in the rhythm of the supernatural and stay there continually, we did it a few minutes ago, you have to always be pressing in the spirit. See, Yet I know the Bible says we walk by faith, be walking in the Spirit, but there's some pressing got to be done. All right? So if you don't know what I was saying when we were singing, and when I stood up here, what I was saying, I said, press, children. Now, remember in the old days when we were praying in the Holy Ghost, I would start walking up there, and we had a bunch of people praying, and the Spirit come, I said, press, children, press! Because I know something about pressing in the Spirit. Now, look at Philippians 3:14. He ain't say I walked in. He ain't going to walk. I press. And I haven't arrived yet toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, I press. So you have to be in the supernatural, you have to be in, first of all, you have to be in a pressing church. You have to have a pressing pastor. Or you're going to be passive. And you know what? You're going to be passive, and you're going to be passed by with your blessing. Another thing, you have to come to the point that you are, turn to Romans 4 now, 21. You become fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is also, that's supernatural there, boy, able to perform. Even though you are 100 and your wife 90-something years old, you still believe you're going to have a baby. Boy, that's persuaded, isn't it? And she had the baby. Nothing is impossible with God. But you're going to have to come to a Holy Ghost persuasion, a scripture persuasion to operate in the supernatural. You're going to have to know when you talk, God talk. Now, turn to Matthew 4:4, quickly. To operate in the rhythm of the supernatural, you're going to have to, well, let me say it the way I got it down here, knowing how to yield to the, now listen to the next statement, because a long time I didn't see this, preceded word, Matthew 4:4. So you're either going to live in the supernatural, you're going to live in the natural. Man should not live by bread alone, natural. Yeah, Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone. Natural. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, supernatural. That's the natural and the supernatural in the same word. Or there's Satan and Jesus in the same word. John 10:10. See, that's Satan. But I move over, I'm come. I'm moving in the I am-ness of God. I'm come that you might have life. That's supernatural. When God said, I am whatever you need at any given moment. Why? God, listen, are you listening? I'm going to close in a minute. Listen, God don't have to qualify for nothing he do for you. God don't have to take no tests. God don't have to call no committee together to talk with him. He's God all by himself. You have to know that to know the supernatural. Another thing that keeping the rhythm of the supernatural is praying in the Spirit with confidence. Knowing that everything is being covered when I speak unto God and not unto men. Yes. Knowing that I'm a speaking spirit, yes, and that I'm speaking secrets and mysteries, yes, that have been hidden by other to others, but I can see it. Yes. If I can, and I can see it in the spirit, I can have it in the natural. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to keep sowing precious seed if you want to flow in the supernatural. Especially if you want to flow in supernatural finances. And that's what irritated me when this boy talked about, he sees three people bringing 10,000 and 500 bringing 200. That wasn't the Lord. Because you see, I know this. Can I school you a minute? I know this. You can't operate in the spirit as you will. So if every time you have a meeting, you prophesy, you lying. You cannot prophesy in every meeting. That's it right there. That's a wrap right there. If every meeting you go to in this portion, seeing somebody address or seeing some crazy some stuff that, see, that's a familiar spirit, that's a seducing spirit, and they're going to drive you crazy if you don't get back in the right place. See, you don't judge a tree. You judge a tree by the fruit it bears. I just was told the story of a man who had a great gift operating in the spirit and end up in drugs. And my spiritual father told me 25 years ago, he says, people who have that type of gift is in real danger of not studying the word of God. And the gift won't work for their life. See, it's the man who studied the word of God gonna go for the long haul. Stand on your feet. I'll give you some more next Sunday. Lift your hand and thank God for what you heard. Just think about a few things you heard today because your life has shifted. Notice I ain't asked you how perfect you are. You're a child of God. You want to do right? Your life is shifting right at this present moment. You watching by internet. Your life is shifting right at this present moment. We've been religiously written, theologically written, traditionally written so long. Now we're about to lay aside every weight because it's sin for you to lose. It's sin for you to live in defeat. It's sin for you to live in lack. Are you hearing me? I speak promotion over you. Be promoted in the name of Jesus. Be where God designed you to be in the name of Jesus. Every eye closed.